presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
September 15, 5:18 America, New York, fearing flooding. Ukrainian officials call for evacuations after Russia damaged a dam. Pedestrian bridges were washed away and water rose along riverbanks in the city of Kryvyi Rih in southern Ukraine, where Kyiv's forces are carrying out a counteroffensive. A Russian missile attack on a dam caused flooding in the industrial city of Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, on Wednesday.
New York Times World News.
September 15, 5 o'clock America, New York, solar energy is helping schools make ends meet. Public schools are increasingly using savings from solar energy to upgrade facilities, help their communities, and give teachers raises, often with no cost to taxpayers.
Mirror World News.
September 15, 4:57 America, New York. Weaklings and scoundrels in Russia bomb dams in attempt to flood Zelensky's hometown. President Volodymyr Zelensky has blasted Russian tactics in which he claims a dam was deliberately targeted by cruise missiles in an attempt to flood his hometown of Kryvyi Rih.
Mirror World News.
September 15, 4:41 America, New York. Russian soldiers shot Ukrainian kids as young girls have heads shaved to avoid rape. NHS staff were told about the horrors of the Russian soldiers while volunteering with orphaned children and traumatized troops in Ukraine. The Washington Times stories. Advocacy. September 15, 4:38 America, New York. Live updates. People wait all night to view Queen's coffin. London. Thousands of people have stood in line through the night in London, waiting their turn to view Queen Elizabeth II's coffin as it lies in state.
RT World News.
September 15, 4:38 America, New York. Don't listen to those asking to stop supporting Kyiv, Borrell says. Europeans should be taught why confrontation with Russia has to continue, the EU's top diplomat said.
BBC News World.
September 15, 4:29 America, New York. Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, takes credit for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is taking credit for sending two planes to the Massachusetts island.
Washington Post World.
September 15, 4:15 America, New York. Major wildfire in southwestern France no longer spreading. A major wildfire that ravaged forests in southwestern France has stopped spreading, according to local authorities.
Washington Post World.
September 15, 4:04 America, New York. Palestinians. Israeli troops kill teen in West Bank raid. The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces have killed a 17-year-old Palestinian in the occupied West Bank.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
September 15, 3:35 America, New York. Scientists propose controversial plan to refreeze North and South Poles. Scientists have outlined a controversial plan to refreeze the North and South Poles, and dial down the global thermostat. In this photo taken from video provided by the Russian Defense Ministry Press Service on Thursday, Feb.
Washington Post World.
September 15, 2:58 America, New York. Pope urged to avoid supermarket of religions in Kazakhstan. Pope Francis is warning Kazakhstan's bishops against fueling nostalgia for the past.
New York Times World News.
September 15, 2:16 America, New York. Woman is arrested in South Korea over deaths of two children in New Zealand. The children's bodies were found in suitcases that had been in a storage facility, said the New Zealand police, who are seeking the woman's extradition on murder charges. Police investigators at the scene in Auckland, New Zealand, where two children's bodies were discovered in suitcases last month.
Mirror World News.
September 15, 0:56 America, New York. Woman arrested after grim discovery of two dead children stuffed in suitcases. A South Korean woman, aged 42, has been charged with murder after the remains of two children were found in abandoned suitcases at a storage unit in New Zealand.